As a young person in the South, down South in Atlanta, and young people, we in your church. Who from down South? Everybody from down South, raise your hands. Let's not expect you all to get in this.
All right.
Y'all from down South, y'all should know how to praise the Lord. With the Spirit, right, Harlan? So with the Spirit, don't y'all sit down on me.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for giving us power.
And if we go back to verse 21, it says, wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. They're fruits of your works. What you do, then by your fruits you shall know them. And verse 21 reads, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But if you want to get to heaven, you got to be doing the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. So the first part of our message today is, does God know you? Because they did many wonderful works in his name. They were faithful in coming to church in his name. They did all of this in his name, but he said, I still never recognized you. I did not know you. So y'all want to talk to somebody. Y'all look all serious. Don't be serious. Relax in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Relax. Look at somebody, say, y'all relax. I came to have a good time. So y'all relax. Smile. Be happy.
Amen.
But does God know you? So look at somebody and say, does God know you? All right, now you hold that. Now we need the second part later. Amen. Now let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. After they've done all of that, God still did not recognize who they were. Amen. So it's more than the works.
Amen.
God looks beyond what you do extemporaneously on the outside. God sees what nobody else can see. So when others look at you, you look all right. You dressed the part, you talked the part, and you walked the part, but God said, I still never. Listen, he didn't say, I knew you and then I lost you. He said, I know you. That's something. And the question is, how can he do all that in his name? How can he perform all of these wonderful works in his name? The book of Psalms said, because he has magnified his word above his name. Hallelujah. So yes, God wants you to use his name, but he also wants you to stay in his word. That's why the psalmist said, thy word have I hid. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in all the extra stuff. I just want God's word down
in my heart.
If I've got God's word in my heart, then I won't sin against God. So the scripture says he magnified his word above his name. Right? Because God's word is pure. God's word is true. Hallelujah. There are many that can use the name because Jesus can never deny himself nor his name. So he has to honor the name. But you can do many works and he still won't know you. So today, does God know? Does God know you? 1 Samuel chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1 and then read verses 3 through 8. So that's the first part. Does God know you? Look at somebody asking, does God know you? Look at somebody that says, does God know you? That's the most important thing today, not who you know. Does God know you? Verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 3 reads, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. So if he's ministering, he's in church. Right? He's working in the temple. So he's doing the work in church. How many of us doing the work in church? And how many want to do a work? We want to do something in church. So Samuel is working in church. Verse 3 reads, and there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto him. I wonder today, is God speaking to some of us? And we keep running to people. He said, who called him?
God.
the Lord. That's why it's so important that you got to know God. So you got to know when God is speaking to you. So the Lord calls Samuel, but Samuel went to a man. God is not a man. Don't lose your spiritual focus. You got to keep your eyes on God. Amen. So verse 4 reads, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I," and read to Eli, and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again," and he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Verse 7 said, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord." So God is speaking to him, but Samuel did not know the Lord. So part two of our message is, do you know the Lord?
Amen.
Does God know you? And do you know the Lord? Now, y'all getting really quiet. I got to talk to you, all right? So do you know God? And does God know you? The Lord was calling Samuel, but because he had not developed his own relationship, but he was working in the church. How is it possible for you to be all up in church and you don't know the Lord? How is that possible, hallelujah, that you do work in the temple and God is speaking to you, but you don't know the Lord? Hallelujah. So the scripture goes on to say that the Lord called him a third time, and Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the child. So he said, the next time he calls you, just say, "Speak, Lord." Can we say, "Speak, Lord"?
Speak, Lord.
Or can we say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth"? So does God know you, and do you know the Lord? It's more than just dressing the part. It's more than just singing. It's more than working in the church. It's more than being a Sunday school teacher, an usher, and a praiser. You have to know God in an intimate way.
Yeah.
that I'm in Paul wrote the book of Philippians from where? In prison. In prison, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say,
rejoice.
How can you rejoice in the Lord when you're all tied up? How can you rejoice in the Lord when you're all bound down? Because Paul said, I know him. I know who the Lord is, and I know what God has done for me. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I can still rejoice. You might complain, Paul said, but I'm going to rejoice. I've lost everything. Hallelujah. But when you know the Lord, God said, I can restore. The devil knows that the closest person to you, listen. God. So I got to use them to discourage you. But somebody say, I got my mind on.
Yeah.
know the Lord, we let our carnal mind. We think we got to keep giving to them, giving to them. No, the only thing they need is God.
Amen.
Jesus said, without me, you can do
nothing.
People say, why is my life falling apart? Do you know the Lord?
Right.
That's important. Your life will continue to spiral back here. Continue to develop a personal relationship. Verse 7 of the same chapter read. Because the carnal mind
is
the enemy of God. Somebody say, every time I turn around, I see like God just doesn't hear me. Where is your mind? What preoccupies your thinking? The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can he can be. So then they that are in the flesh
cannot please God.
You can't please God. Somebody said, well, I know God, but I know him my way. You won't ever please God your way. You got to know him the right way. But in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God
dwell in you.
God's spirit has to dwell. And we'll go over that in a few minutes too. Amen. Listen, let's not leave one rock unturned.
Right.
One stone unturned. Let's turn them all over. Because who wants to know God? And who wants God to know them?
Amen.
God has a prescription. If we follow his prescription, forget about what everybody's telling you. Does anybody ever just read the Bible for yourself?
Yes.
Just curious. You ever read the Bible for yourself? Because as I grew up, I heard a lot of stuff. But then when I read the Bible, I said, wow, that doesn't match up. So Jesus said, search the scriptures. Then Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman. So you can't just be all like skimming over the Bible. You got to work. Look at somebody say, you got to work the Bible. Come on, look at him say, you got to work it. You can't just be skimming through it and skimming this and that and that there. You got to work it. Then when you know God the right way, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. And when you know the word of God, you will rightly divide the word of truth. Somebody say, I don't know, but she don't say. Jesus, listen, Jesus would not give us a command that would not work. Amen? He says, verse 10 says, and if Christ be, Christ can be in you. And you just don't have to have him on the outside. He can be in you. Did you know Christ can be? He can be in you. Christ in you. The body is dead because of, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Somebody said, and you never heard so much that life just seemed hopeless, born in despair, because Christ is not in you. When you get Christ in you, he said, you always have hope, because Christ is the hope of the Lord. So you don't have hope, you need to learn who Christ is. You need to know who God is. You need to stop quitting on everything and just follow the prescription. You know, it's like today, all you have to do is say, anybody got some kind of illness, maybe God, you know you might have illness. So they give you a prescription, right? I'm not going to go get the prescription. Right? And then your situation getting worse. Well, what's the problem? You didn't follow? As it is in the natural, so it is in the earth. God gives us a prescription for overcoming and not being bound in our situation, but we have to follow the prescription. Well, how do I follow the prescription? Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, we know that thou art mankind, God. For no one has done these miracles that thou doest. He was giving Jesus all these accolades. He said, hold it, brother. So you got to be born again. He said, I'm not interested in the works. I'm interested in your soul. You got to be. Look at somebody say, you got to be born again. So Nicodemus is troubled. He said, well, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he entered the second time into his mother's womb and be born, Jesus said, I don't talk about that kind of birth.
Yes.
He said, what is born of flesh is flesh. He said, but what's born of the spirit is spirit. He said, I'm not talking about a natural birth, I'm talking about a spiritual birth. A spiritual birth means a rebirth. A spiritual birth means a change. Anybody want to change?
Today,
unless you find out who the Lord is. Well, how do I find